You're now listening to the Browns Wave Podcast.
Here's Mayfield throwing, and it's Odell Beckham Jr. in the clear. 35, 40, he's to the 50, he's running to the 40, he's going into the end zone. 10, 5, touchdown, he's arrived back in the end zone at MetLife Stadium. 89 yards, OBJ.
The Browns are 1-for-1 on third down. Baker's got the snap. He's up in the pocket. He's looking left. Down the field. Firing. He's going for Landry. Down by the end zone. A tumbling catch for a touchdown. Wow. Second down and 10. Takes the snap. Gives it. Chubb runs. He's to the 10. 15. He's to the 20. 25. 30. 35. 40. 45. 50. There goes Chubb. He's to the 30. 20. 10. 5.
Yo, what's up, guys? It's Brad here. Welcome back to another episode of the Browns Wave Podcast. Today, we got to sit down with David Njoku, talk about a wide variety of things, you know, from his trade request, first time he opened up about that. You'll want to hear that, you know, what number he's going to wear, what he thinks about adding Clowney to the roster, just a wide variety of things. So enjoy the episode, and let's get right into it.
Busy, and what's going to be happening from here?
It's going great. It's going great. I'm working hard. just, you know, training every day, hanging out with my daughter. Can't really complain.
That's awesome. And I just want to start it off with New Jersey boy. So tell me a little bit about growing up in New Jersey and how that influenced you and who your role models were growing up in the NFL, who you were a fan of. Because I really don't know much about that. New Jersey, you're one of those odd states. You got to pick one of the New York teams.
I got you. When I was in I'm thinking eighth grade, I was a Jets fan. And then after eighth grade, when I went to high school, I was a Giants fan. So I was mixing it up here and there, you know, just enjoyed watching football overall.
Totally.
Chief, man, so I got to ask you, you mentioned the Jets. And I wanted to bring up, you know, let's fast forward to your NFL career at the very beginning. You mentioned the Jets, and I know a lot of people, you know, just off the gun want to, you know, say, you know, Baker Mayfield had a great rookie season, and he didn't have too many weapons. But, you know, looking back at the stats and stuff, I mean, you were a big part of his rookie season. It's one of your best seasons to date as an NFL player, you know, over 600 yards, 4 touchdowns. And again, you mentioned the Jets. So, you know, what was it like being such a good part, a big red zone target for Baker Mayfield in his rookie year? And, you know, the Browns hadn't won a game in 2 years. And again, the Browns having to beat the Jets. I was at that game. It was, you know, one of the best games I've ever been to. So what was it like being able to beat a team you liked growing up in such a special, you know, mortar for, you know, Baker Mayfield and the Browns? Because I think that was a cornerstone game to, you know, changing the franchise forever.
Yeah, it was awesome. I think it was our first win, if I recall correctly, too, in a long time. So it was very exciting. You know, it was good to have one under the belt. But, you know, we were looking to improve more and more each week. So it was a great feeling, but, you know, there's always room for improvement.
For sure, man.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to jump to this season now. The NFL is talking about changing up the numbers, and I thought I saw you, questioning them about on social media. Are you thinking about going to that single digit?
I mean, it'll be fun, but I think I'm going to keep the 85. It was just for
yeah. Where's the Chiefs land from? Where'd you get that?
You know, honestly, I did it during camp, my rookie year. I scored a touchdown and I did it out of nowhere. I mean, I don't even know what I was even thinking about when I did it, but I did it and I was like, you know what, I'm a trademark this. I'm gonna have fun with this. So
the teammates were feeling it. Yeah. Well, you know what I'm feeling? I'm feeling about 6-9 Chiefs limbs this year. So hopefully we can make that happen. And I truly believe. And Chief, I want to just quickly ask you, you were part of the greatest Browns team since the expansion, winning a playoff game in Pittsburgh. Greatest moment of my Browns career. My dad is crying, hugging me. I mean, it was, I can't even tell you. And I honestly have no idea how it felt for the players. I just want to hear, like, what was that like in the locker room going into Pittsburgh? Shitting on Pittsburgh. What was that like?
It was exciting, bro. It was awesome. It was amazing. It was very surreal, you know. Like, for starters, that was our well, my first playoff game in my whole life. You know what I'm saying? I didn't ever really experience that feeling that I felt last year. And, you know, it's like, it's almost like once you get in, you're like addicted to it. You know, you want to go back as soon as possible. So, honestly, it's hard to explain, and it's probably even harder to explain the feeling you get when you win it all. So I'm just working, man. I'm working, you know, we're trying to create something special this upcoming year.
Yes, sir.
We saw you the other day with Anthony Walker working out, you know, getting some work in. That's big time. We love seeing you, you know, getting new chemistry in with new teammates. We've had a lot of free agency acquisitions so far this offseason, a ton of them that I really like. And, Chief, I want to ask you, so, you know, with all the trade rumors that went on, you know, a couple years ago with you, you know, you apparently, you know, you requested a trade. We signed Austin Hooper. You know, I'm going to be honest with you, Chief. You know, I was down on you, you know, when you requested a trade, but I'm going to be brutally honest here as well. You proved myself and, you know, so many other people across the sports world, you know, wrong. You know, you kept your head down. You were working hard. And out of all the people on that 53-man roster, you know, I was talking about it with my dad and a couple of my cousins and my grandpa. He's actually 83. He's been a lifelong Browns fan. And, you know, we just said, out of all the people on that 53-man roster, you know, the person that we're turning our heads to, that we give the most props to, you know, one of the people on that roster is you, because like I said, you put your head down, you turned, you know, people questioned your blocking earlier in your career. You know, you became a very solid blocker as well as, I mean, you've been, like I said, you've been, you know, a pass catcher and a red zone target your whole career. So what was it like, you know, facing that adversity from a guy who's been in Cleveland? Like I said, you were there from when the franchise turned around with Baker's rookie season, his first game. You've been through it all. And then for the Browns to bring in a guy like Hooper, you know, I mean, you're going to feel disrespected a little bit. I mean, there's no doubt, but again, props to you for keeping your head down and grinding. And like Fitz said, you know, you're a part of something so special, and, you know, we're happy to still have you here. We're looking forward to this year. But, you know, what was like battling that adversity and then overcoming and then, you know, regaining so much trust from all these fans and proving that, you know, you're a great piece to this offense, in an offense that is full of weapons all across the board?
Yeah, for sure. So let me start from the trade. You know, obviously when you pay a different person that plays your same position, you know, that much money, you know, it is like, I did feel disrespected in a way.
For sure.
You know me? And, you know,
slap in the face.
At a certain point, I was just like, you know what, like, I really don't want to be anywhere else, you know, like, just
right.
Cleveland, the fan base and everything, like you guys really like excite me, like, you know, crazy. Honestly speaking, like I talked to a couple of peers around the league, and, you know, there's not really, there aren't fans like the dog pound, you know what I mean? Like, you guys bring the intensity and I feed off that, you know? So at one point I was just like, look, you know what? I could do two things. I could cry about it, or I could just say, fuck it, and keep working. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
keep
yeah.
pushing myself. And that's what I did. You know, I believe at a certain point I was blocking more. I wasn't really getting targets, and I was like, okay, you know what? I'm going to make this blocking shit. I mean, I don't want to curse, you know, I don't know if you guys, you know.
No, you're good.
I'm like, you know, I'm gonna make this blocking like my personal thing to, you know, get better at. And each week I would take out like maybe like 2-3 pancakes per game. And I was like, okay, let me try to get four. Let me try to get more. Let me try to pancake guys that are supposed to be big dogs. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, you know what? This is actually kind of fun. I'm actually having a fun time doing this. So as time went by, you know, I kept working on my, you know, my craft, kept working on, you know, the little things, you know, finishing, footwork and everything. And then the target started to come, and I just, you know, took advantage of every opportunity. So it was fun. It was fun. And honestly, with the trade talks, you know, it's been a lot of trade talks for about a year now, I think. And I decided a week or two ago just to put that all to bed. You know, I'm a Cleveland Brown. I ain't going nowhere. Most importantly for the fans, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, like, especially with this year, we have full capacity. You know, I hope, I heard that, but fingers crossed we do. I want that shit roaring. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want the energy. I want the intensity. I want all that, because that feeds me along with a couple of my teammates, and we just thrive off that. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely. And like I said, you mentioned the blocking, and that was, you know, before the Browns signed Hooper, that was one of the biggest, you know, people criticize you most. You're blocking, so you know like you said, putting your head down and like, you know, this shit isn't easy, but I'm gonna work at it. And then seeing, like I said, last year, it's really awesome. And you mentioned the fans. I was sitting behind the end zone. One of my favorite moments from that year was, I'm sure you remember it, against the Bengals. We were backed up at our own end of the field, and Baker threw you a slant, and you ran for like 70, 80 yards, and that linebacker caught you at the 5-yard line. I don't think, you know, that was a pretty cool moment in that season. No. So, but again, man, Chief, like I said, you know, props to you for, I'm going to pass off to Brad, but props to you, you know, for keeping your head down and working, you know, Cleveland, that's the atmosphere, you know, it's a blue collar city. So, you know, whether people tell you, you know, they want to disrespect if you're requesting a trade or, you know, keeping it real with you, man.
You know what I'm saying? It is what it is, business, but at the same time, you know, it's a cutthroat business. And I mean that in a sense of like, yes, it's business, but it's also a very emotional game in this, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like at times you're not going to want to hear what people are going to say. You're not going to want to do what people are going to, you know, tell you to do. But this, at the end of the day, you have a job to do. You know what I'm saying? We all have a job to do and lives to live. So, you know, you got to just keep going. That's a quote that I kept with me throughout the year, was just keep going, because, you know, life's going to throw you a lot of shit and you got to keep going.
Absolutely. Like I said, you know, Cleveland, we appreciate it and we're happy you're still here along for the ride. And we hope, you know, likewise, we can build off of last year. And
trust, we are. We're, you know, one day at a time, you know, we're all going to continue our work, but one day at a time, we're going to get it right.
For sure, bro. For sure.
Yeah. I want to ask, I don't know if you saw, but I think it was the Seattle Seahawks and the Denver Broncos. They opted out of the off-season workout programs. Do you think it's like necessary to be in person in the off-season at the facility training? Or do you think, we talked to Hooper last week, and he said he understands why it's beneficial for like the rookies or, you know, first couple year players. But he says, you know, once you get a feel of things, you know, he thinks he can do it on his own. So what do you think on that?
Pretty much the same thing, actually, you know, obviously it would help, you know, the younger guys, the people that are just coming in. But at the end of the day, you know, this is the same game we've been playing for our whole lives. So, you know, yeah.
Have you guys had any discussions yet if you guys will be attending? Because I know it seems like teams are just releasing statements as a whole, not player by player.
No, I'm not sure yet. But what I do know is that I believe we're meeting up the offense together relatively soon. So we're going to work on, you know, our timing and everything when we all link up.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir. I just want to ask you a quick question, Chief, before we let you go. So we've had some great off-season acquisitions. Awesome. We have Troy Hill, John Johnson. And there definitely have been some big names in the talks recently, whether it's trade talks or acquisitions. I'm just going to say, Shea Ford, would you like to see Clowney in a Browns uniform?
Hell yeah, you know.
Yes, sir.
He's a beast. Sure. Yeah, I mean, shit, the more superstars we can get on this team, the better for everybody, you know. We want everybody, you know. And then when we practice, we all compete against each other and then against the other teams. That's how it goes. That's how you win.
Absolutely, for Chief. Sure. Well, again, I really appreciate you coming on today and taking time for out sure. of your offseason. Please stay safe and have a great rest of your offseason, and we can't wait till the season starts. We can get back and go into the Super Bowl.
Right on. Thanks, guys.
We appreciate you, Chief.
That's it. Have a good one, Chief.
So there it is, guys. Great talking with David Njoku. He opened up a lot about everything, honestly, from the trade request. It sounds like he's genuinely ready to put in the work and be here next year. And, you know, he's a free agent after that, so we'll see what happens. But, you know, great stuff. So, guys, thank you for joining. Thank you for listening. And we can't wait to share what's next podcast, hopefully coming out each week. But thank you guys for listening.